What's up, everybody? My name is Shan. Welcome to Cozy Women Podcast. I am the mama of the girls. Welcome. This is season 12, episode 14, Parentvation, aka Motivating Parents. How do you do that? How do you keep things going when you're burnt out as a dad or a mom? Dad, daddy, dad, mom, mommy, ma. You wake up to it, you go to sleep to it. You take a nap in the middle, you wake up to the ruckus. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you find your breath in the mix of always being needed all the time? With so many more years to go, how can you do it? And how can you do it 100%? Not you go to sleep, you work, you try to eat in between the errands and the kids, and you give your kids at least the best 50% of you. No, I'm talking about how do you 100% give your kids what they need from you as a parent? And you have to have other parents that motivate you to be your best. You have to have other people who have parented for years, for decades, give you the best advice, and you have to have patience through it. And I think that's the only way we're going to make it. But if you're in the middle of figuring it out, like myself, I can give you 8 ways where you can naturally motivate yourself to parent through the ruckus. All right, that's today's episode. Hope you stay around for all of it. But after these messages, we'll be right back. Today's show is brought to you by... Thank you for supporting the Cozy Moon Podcast show. It is brought to you by Red Circle. Red Circle is a desktop platform where it doesn't have an app, but it has the best distribution that you can have for your podcast. It gives you the best reach for other platforms as far as distribution and as far as monetizing your show. It has the best options to go ahead and monetize your show. And also, people can donate directly to your podcast. And the best part is you can cross-promote with other podcasters within Red Circle. So hop on to Red Circle. Don't be limited by what you can do in your podcast today.
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
Well, well, well. You're feeling out of it. Cool. Understandable. Okay? And that's perfectly normal. We are humans. We're not robots. Parents do a lot more these days than they did before. They travel a lot more from the home. We run a lot more errands. Technology has given us our competition with society, where we feel like we can outbeat the clock or the 24 hours in the day. Most of us can't. It's insane to think every day that you can. Our kids need us, though, and we need to be able to be there for them. So I want to talk about 8 ways where parents can self-motivate themselves to step into parenting 100% and not be exhausted while doing it. So the first thing that all parents need to do is take and learn how to take breaks when needed. If you feel like, oh my goodness, these kids are getting on my nerves, I'm getting on these kids' nerves, we need a break from each other, do it. So I'm working from home, and the reality is I don't necessarily have to not have the kids here, but it is an option for me to have them here. And I have to wake up super early and drop them off at camp and then go pick them up on my lunch break. But a lot of times, for sanity reasons, like tomorrow, I don't want to yell first thing in the morning. I don't want to put my Zoom on mute while I correct them or go get something, or I have to go in the kitchen 3 times instead of once because they're getting up at different times and they want different things. So in order for me to not have to do all of that, I'm just going to do what I need to do, which is wake up at 6 a.m., get them dressed, get myself dressed, get in the car, drive, drop them off at camp, drive back, take my time, and prep for me to log in and work peacefully for at least 4 hours before I go pick them up. Okay? Do I want to wake up extra early to do that? No. But that's what I have to do to have my sanity, okay? And that's how I take breaks from my kids a little bit, because I'm here by myself with my kids and there's no, like, you know, where I could be like, hey, can you come get the girls, both of them, get them out of my sight. A couple of days will be perfect. I can't do that. That's not an option for me all the time. So I have to do what I can do, and that's take breaks away from my kids when needed, because when we get back together, we'll appreciate each other. People will be at a calm. It'll be some balance. Yeah. So I think breaks from your kids is necessary, and your kids need breaks from you. Second thing is to find some other parents who actually enjoy parenting. So everybody's parenting style is different, but you can still be friends with people who have different parenting styles. But at the same time, you have to balance yourself out by talking to people that are actually trying to parent in a better way, in a efficient way, in a way where their kids are also going to be well-rounded, because they think these values in parenting are important. And I think having 4 parents talk or share or discuss or vent about parenting, I think that helps everybody be a better parent. So I think having parents who actually enjoy parenting that you can talk to and hang out with, I think that will help you stay motivated as a parent. The third thing I would say is talk to other couples when you're married and take turns with group hangouts. So maybe it can be like an all-women's group hangout where all the moms talk that are married. Or maybe it could be an all-guys hangout where the guys, yeah, we watch the game. We talk about parenting. We talk about wife stuff, all of that stuff. Like, you need to vibe off of like-minded people. Fourth thing you can do to stay motivated as a parent is learn to enjoy time with your kids. I talked about this a little bit on the bonding episode. But yeah, you have to learn to enjoy the time that you do have with your kids. That way it won't seem like, oh my God, I gotta do this. Oh my God, they staying with me today. Oh my God. It'll be more exciting. Like, ooh, what we about to do today? You know? I think that helps me when I know my kids are really enjoying the time, and I'm enjoying the time, and we're about to play a game, or we're about to do a puzzle together, or we're about to have like a draw off. I feel like that's more exciting than, oh my God, so I'm staying in the house with you today again. The fifth thing you can do is understand that it's also okay to not want to schedule stuff sometimes. So some parents are like, oh, I want to make sure my child is well-rounded. I get them into soccer. I'm going to get them into baseball, gymnastics, swimming. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to do this. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to do this. And then we're going to wake up really early in the morning so we can do this. And then we're going to go to the museum. Every day doesn't have to be jam-packed full for you to be a good parent. We are human beings, and some days we have days where we just can't today. And your kid has to learn to be okay with the fact that you can't today. But you cannot do that when you have already set in stone obligations as far as like sports or extracurricular activities that you already paid for. Or, you know, you have a headache from yesterday because you did X, Y, and Z, and now you have to wake up at 5 a.m. to get to you know, this competition because you signed your kid up for this. Like, I think it's cool and it does help your kids to become well-rounded by having extracurricular activities if you have the finances to go ahead and do that and the time to dedicate so your kid can get into sports and other things. I say do it. Do it. But don't do it to the extent where you're straining to be able to do it. Where, you know, you got to pay for uniforms, you got to be at certain meets, you have to show up for practice with your kids. So if your kid's going to practice, you're going to practice. If you got errands to run, you're going to have to run your errands around your kid. You know, it's not easy. It looks cool, but it's not easy. And again, a parent like that will only be able to get the understanding and the compassion from another parent that's doing a similar thing. Number six, what can you do to stay motivated as a parent? Have more spontaneous days. Days that are not scheduled, set in stone. Oh, you know, we do this every Wednesday. No. Do things that are more spontaneous. You know what, Mom? You know, we never get to have ice cream on Tuesdays for lunch. Thanks. This was random. Yeah. It's okay to do things that are spontaneous. Now, to be spontaneous all the time is just to be unorganized and have no type of planning. I wouldn't recommend that. But sometimes do some spontaneous things with your kids. Do spontaneous things as a parent and not be so by the book. That's boring. Number seven, mom's night out and dad's night out away is very important. Now, dating the person you're married to that's also the parent to your kids also is needed if you're married. But co-parenting, I don't feel like hanging out with the person you're co-parenting with is absolutely necessary. But I feel like the person that you're co-parenting with that also has friends who are good parents, consistent parents, I'm around my kids every day type of parents, I think it is good for them to hang out with each other to have better feedback as to where and if they can improve something that they're doing as a parent. And I think that does help the parents stay motivated and stay on track with what needs to get done. Because if I was a mom and I had no other mom friends and none of my friends who are women are single and they don't have kids, it's not a lot that I can relate to them about, or if I wanted to vent that they would understand completely, because they're not there yet. They're not in that mind frame. But if I was talking to moms who are also parenting and around their kids 95% of the day, I would get more of a quality feedback as to what my gripes are. Right? And vice versa. And that's what I'm talking about. Number eight, motivate yourself to be better. Challenge yourself to be better. Observe what you can improve. We've all experienced our parents growing up, and we all remember things that they did while parenting that we liked and things that they did while parenting that we didn't like. I think the key to be a better parent is to give your kids all of the things that you wish your parents would have done for you as a kid, but they didn't or they couldn't. And also give to them the things that really matter. And also challenge yourself to figure out, what type of parent did I need that wasn't there, and how does that look? What does that look like? How can I do that? How can I do this? You can always research parenting styles. You can always improve something parenting-wise that you did not like as a kid and see if there's another method. You also know your kid better than anybody else, better than any doctor, better than any therapist, better than any teacher, better than any authoritarian. Like, you know your kid better. So you should know what type of parent your kid needs But at the same time, don't forget to motivate yourself. Like, I remember being so happy that my child made it to age one and they had their life and they were healthy. Then I remember being super excited that, you know, my child made it to age five, healthy, safe, no life or death situations happened, and, you know, they're here and they're mine and I'm continuously taking care of them. Like, it is very, like, life gripping to know that you and another person created a life, you gave birth as a quote-unquote black woman. I made it out of labor and delivery safely and healthy with my child. And you get to raise your kids and you have to put them in harm's way on a daily basis. And when I say that, I'm not saying like blatantly, oh, let me put my child in the middle of the street. I'm saying like, you put your child in a vehicle that you control and you drive from point A to point B. And then your job is to make sure your child is safe, make sure the car is safe, make sure they're securely in their seatbelt, make sure their car seat is in correctly, make sure they have what they need for emergencies, make sure you get from point A to point B safely. Sometimes, even with all that, you can't stop someone from running a red light. You can't stop someone from turning when they're not supposed to turn. You can't stop someone from not paying attention and hitting you from the back and they get hurt. Like, you just don't know. And I remember having, like, I'm not going to say anxiety. It wasn't anxiety, but it was more so like I felt the responsibility on me to make things happen how they're supposed to happen. Make it possible. Make sure that I can do all things that parents are supposed to do for their kids no matter what. And that's a lot to carry. I say, if you feel like you're carrying around that heaviness of responsibility, just vent. Vent to somebody that understands. Vent to somebody that's parenting. Talk to somebody that can give you some tools to work through that, because that can be overwhelming and frustrating and you just don't want to be miserable while you're processing parenting. But these are some ways that hopefully you can stay motivated as a parent. Dads can stay motivated as parents, moms, sometimes uncles and aunties that help and pitch in. Listen, if you need help, say you need help. Okay, there's no trophies for parents who don't ask for help. Parenting is not a one-way street. Parenting is not easy for everybody. Parenting is not difficult for everybody. But there are some times during parenting where you lose your balance. And these are just some ways to motivate yourself and keep your balance intact and successfully make it through. Thank you for listening to the Cozy One Podcast. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for liking and subscribing. And don't forget to leave a review on your Apple Podcast app or Spotify or Google or Podbean or CastBox or Amazon. I appreciate them all. You can also find the Cozy Womb shop on Teespring for merch, sweaters, hoodies, onesies, mugs, all types of good stuff. I appreciate all of you. Till next time, peace. This is Cozy Womb Podcast. Bye.
Bye.